Squiz Kids acknowledges the traditional owners of the lands on which we podcast, the Turrbal and Combermary people.
Squiz Kids!
It's your daily news fix. Fun, free, fresh.
Hello and welcome to Squiz Kids Today, your fresh take on what's happening in the world around you. I'm Christy Kidgerina. It's Wednesday, September 17. In Squiz Kids Today, Australia's climate risk revealed, China's viral loo roll video, an airbag idea taking off, and Jess Hull makes history. That's what's making news, kid style.
The lowdown.
Did you know that before you head out on a school excursion, your teachers have to write up a risk assessment? It's a list of possible problems and how to prepare for them so that the whole class stays safe. Well, Australia has just done the same thing, but for the whole country. The very first national climate risk assessment has just been released. It maps out what risks climate change brings, like hotter heat waves, rising seas, floods and droughts. Scientists modelled three different versions of the future with 1.5 degrees, 2 degrees and 3 degrees Celsius of global warming. The point of the assessment is to have a plan. Governments, businesses, communities and First Nations peoples can use this data to get ready by deciding where to direct resources and how they might need to adapt. Later this week, the government will set a 2035 target for cutting greenhouse gas emissions, showing Australia's leadership in the global effort. And speaking of plans, keep your ears peeled for our brand new Planet Warriors series next term, featuring our renewable energy superheroes who'll show you how renewable energy fits into a plan to combat climate change. Meanwhile, across the Torres Strait, Papua New Guinea celebrated 50 years of independence yesterday. PM Anthony Albanese is in PNG with Prime Minister James Marape, and the two are expected to sign a defence treaty today. That's a promise to help each other out if needed. Want to know more about our nearest neighbour? Check out our fabulous Squiz the World episode on Papua New Guinea. The link's in the episode notes.
Spin the globe.
Each day, we give the world globe a spin and find a news story from wherever it stops. And today, we've landed in China, where a video has gone viral on social media, apparently showing a brand new kind of toilet paper dispenser. According to the clip, users can't just grab the paper. Instead, they need to scan a QR code and watch an ad on their phone, or they can pay 7 cents for a strip. The machine then spits out your ration of toilet paper. This video has sparked laughter and disbelief online, but it's important to say that the video hasn't yet been verified, so we don't know whether it's a real deal. But given China's history with loo roll, it's not impossible. Many public restrooms in China don't provide toilet paper at all, and visitors are expected to bring their own. And back in 2017, Beijing's Temple of Heaven Park even installed facial recognition loo paper dispensers, rationing one strip per person every 9 minutes. And there are toilets where you need to scan a QR code to access paper, but no official verification on the ad watching yet. So, ad for toilet paper? Unconfirmed, but the story has certainly unfolded quickly.
Sport time!
Do you have a favourite event at the school athletics carnival? The sprints, the throws, the jumps? If you love it and you keep training, one day we might be reporting on you at the World Athletics Championships, which are happening right now in Tokyo. The biggest headline so far? Swedish pole vault superstar Armand Duplantis has done it again, smashing his own world record for the 14th time, soaring 6 metres and 30 centimetres into the sky. But it hasn't all been smooth sailing. On the opening day, the brutal Tokyo heat, more than 32 degrees Celsius, saw several athletes in the 35-kilometre race walk collapse and need medical help. For Australia, there's plenty to cheer about. South Australian pole vaulter Curtis Marshall cleared 5.95 metres to claim a bronze medal. The trio of Peter Boll, Luke Boys and Peyton Craig missed out in the 800 metres, but Jessica Hull made history, winning Australia's first ever World Championships medal in the 1500 metres, a brilliant bronze. And the action's not done. Matt Denny in discus and Nicola Olli-Slagers in high jump are medal hopes later this week. Plus, if you're still up at 9:15 tonight, don't miss teenage sprint sensation Gout Gap making his senior international debut in the 200-metre heats. So much to cheer about.
Weird science!
Do you know anyone who gets a little bit nervous before flying? Thanks to two engineering students from India, planes may one day be a whole lot safer. Their invention? It's a system designed to protect passengers in a crash using giant airbags, like the ones in cars, but on the outside of the plane. Placed on the nose, belly, and tail, the bags would inflate in under 2 seconds if sensors and artificial intelligence detected an unavoidable accident. Made from super tough fabric, the kind used in bulletproof vests, they'd be strong enough to withstand enormous impacts. And yes, there are some amazing AI-generated images of what they could look like. I've popped a link in the episode notes. It's still a concept at this stage, but it's already sparking interest in the James Dyson Award. That's a global design competition run by the vacuum cleaner inventor himself. If it works, this is one idea that could really take off. Get it? Take off? As an aeroplane? Can't believe how funny I am.
Time for the quiz.
This is the part of the podcast where you get to test how well you've been listening. Question number one, which Pacific Island nation celebrated 50 years of independence yesterday? Well done if you said Papua New Guinea. Question number two, what does a social media video show someone doing to access toilet paper? That's right, scanning a QR code to watch an ad on their phone. Question number three, which event did Curtis Marshall win a bronze medal in? Big congrats to Curtis, it was pole vaulting. Yeah!
Shout outs.
It's Wednesday, September 17. Grab your banjo, your spoons and your guitar. It's International Country Music Day. Yeehaw! It's also a special day for these Squiz kids celebrating a birthday today. Ibadat from Forest Lake, John from Springvale, Charlotte from Ballara, Bastion from Maroubra, Daruv from Glen Waverley and Anthony from Merrylands. And belated birthday shoutouts go to Arlo from Mordialloc and Kiel from Devonport. Classroom shoutouts today go to Class 6R with Mrs. Roy at St. Stephen's College in Coomera. The Year 4-5 Grasshoppers with Ms. Potts at St. Peter's Public School. Class 6C with Mr. Cochran at Casino Public School. And Room 3 with Mrs. O'Kane at Inglewood Primary School. Don't forget, if you've got a birthday coming up and you want a shout out, or if you're after a classroom shout out, drop us a line at squizkids@thesquiz.com.au or fill out the form on our website. Well, that's all we have time for. Thanks for listening to Squiz Kids today. We'll be back again tomorrow. In the meantime, get out there and have a most excellent day. Over and out.